sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
It is December 1999, and for the past year, we have been told that there is a concern that the computers will not recognize the year change from the 1990s to the year 2000. The fear is that the computer grid will shut down, leading to disruption in banking and essential services in the United States and the world. Worldwide, people are preparing for the unthinkable, a total disruption of goods and services. Many are buying non-perishable dry goods, such as beans and rice, as well as propane and fuel for vehicles and generators. There is a real fear of a shutdown of the federal, state, and local governments for a period of time, which will result in individuals caring for their own needs for an extended period. Banks will be affected with a fear of a run on banks resulting in economic disruption for many years. The economy will be the hardest hit due to the lack of currency and the ability to pay for goods and services. So the world is waiting for the year 2000 with a guarded trepidation of an event that may disrupt the lives of everyone in the world. But wait, it is actually 2020, not 2000. 20 years has passed since the Y2K scare and fears of the time never materialized. In fact, the calendar rolled over to January 1st, 2000 without a hiccup. People enjoyed New Year's Eve parties and looked forward to the new millennium with great hope for the future. Little did we know that 20 years later, much of the concerns of Y2K became real due to a virus that originated thousands of miles from our shores. No one anticipated or ever dreamed of such terms as social distancing or sheltering in place, now very common terms, or that we would find the store shelves void of something as simple as toilet paper. Stores are experiencing a run on many commodities such as fresh meat and poultry, water, hand sanitizer, cleaning supplies, as well as dried beans and rice. Many of the same priorities as we experienced in the Y2K scare of 2000. So it makes you wonder if Y2K was a wake-up call for a practice run for something bigger like coronavirus, which is a worldwide epidemic. It is clear at this point that it is a real threat that could be with us for a very long time. It is also clear that the virus is extremely contagious, but simple appropriate hygiene can slow it down. A new mantra is wash your hands, wipe down common surfaces, and avoid touching your mouth, eyes, or nose, and stay home if you're ill. We are now in a shelter-in-place directive from both the state of California and the county of Humboldt in an attempt to minimize the spread of the coronavirus. Many businesses have been forced to close in order to be in compliance with the state and county declarations. There is a great deal of uncertainty, which will probably last for the next month or so. Hopefully, things will return to normal before too long, allowing people to return to work, frequent shopping, going to church, and attending social events. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.